Self as Others, Others as Self, Part 2, written by Z. Charnot, February 8, 1987. In one way, you face me with elements of myself, and I face you with elements of yourself. The flow of manifestation is all part of the edgeless self. It is part of self-realization. The connection of everything, everyone, to all else, to all that is, disallows our avoidance, even of ourselves. We may, due to free will, delay consequences, but we cannot avoid the consequences of our nature, our actions, our desires, our thoughts. When we base our actions upon the standing separateness of ourselves from others, we linger within a realm of distortion, distortion due to the delay of consequences implied by free will. Here is a quotation on page 45 from the book The Secret Oral Teachings in Tibetan Buddhist Sects by Alexandra David Neal. All aggregates are impermanent. All things are devoid of self. When we seek the flow of consequences from our explorations, from our creations, and their ability to combine with others, we seek not our wills, but the flow of a greater will, the source of impulse we may follow. The edge of self, a provisional boundary, will be dissolved. We merge. We join our greater self. We are not blended with an enduring boundary, but with a perfect synthesis. A uniqueness endures, but we do not preserve the kind of self submerged in physical reality. To have one's motives tainted with a self-view which presumes the possibility of saving another is to avoid. We are not and cannot be another's savior. Do not render the territory of one's labor the field of someone else's life rather than one's self. It is not only the futile enforcement of a boundary between self and others, but the choice of a territory only crossed with a kind of knowing requiring representational cognitive structures rather than intimate connection. To look to others as the territory of concern is a mechanism of avoidance. If you do so, you miss the mark. Self is the territory to which you have access and for which you have responsibility. To be patronizing in the slightest degree is to evade the frontier of achievement. Stop. Look to thyself. Look within. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. What do we screen from ourselves, within ourselves, to view ourselves as being able to save another?